rumors are swirling on Capitol Hill that Attorney General Jeff Sessions could be out of a job following the midterm elections. President Trump and Sessions have had a tumultuous relationship since the Attorney General recused himself from the special investigation, which is looking at Russian meddling in the 2016 elections and allegations of collusion.
President Trump doubled down on his displeasure with Sessions, both in a recent interview with Fox News and on Twitter this morning. Our next guest is here to lay out what the next few weeks could look like for both men as we get closer to the election and as special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation continues.
Daniel Lipman is a reporter for Politico and the co-author of the Politico Playbook. Daniel, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Briefly, how would you characterize the relationship between President Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions?
Oh, it's one of the worst relationships between a cabinet member and a president in U.S. history, because usually presidents pick someone for these important roles that they trust and that they can get along with. And Trump is vindictive against someone he wants to really weigh the scales of justice in his favor, and Sessions recused himself, and he's never forgiven him for that.
So Sessions recused himself from overseeing the Robert Mueller special counsel investigation, and Trump was furious about that, and he has been threatening towards Sessions and demeaning in a lot of ways ever since day one that Sessions took the job. But in the past, prominent Republicans have defended Sessions and said, you know, he needs to stay in place. This needs to keep going. What are we hearing now that, and what has changed that Republicans are saying, yeah, he's probably going to get the boot after the election?
I think they can never tell exactly what's happening at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, because Trump himself doesn't even know what he's going to do. And so how could Republican senators divine that? But there's an increasing realization in Washington that Trump is, you know, eventually will try to get rid of Sessions, and that could cause it to be very hard to get a new nominee to be Attorney General through Congress, because, you know, the Senate is made up of a bunch of Republicans who are not going to be eager to help Trump interfere with this investigation. So it's also going to be a race against time in November. How long will it take Mueller to complete his investigation? Because if he can complete it and then Sessions is still in there, then it doesn't even matter what he does, because, you know, Trump can fire Sessions. There would be no real world impact on this important investigation.
I do want to talk about what the fallout might be if Sessions is fired after the midterms, but I want to pause first and go back to those Republicans. Bob Corker of Tennessee, also Lindsey Graham, have signaled that they think this is likely to happen, that Jeff Sessions will get fired. What do you think? None of those statements are, you know, off the cuff. They're for a reason. What do you think has changed that they are putting that out there?
I think based on Trump's behavior and his tweets, which seem to get worse against Sessions every day, and so it's a recognition of reality. But with Lindsey Graham especially, he was saying last year that holy hell would be raised if Trump made this drastic move, and now he says, well, the president deserves an attorney general he trusts and gets along with. And so it's been a reversal on Graham's part, and Graham has become, you know, buddy-buddy with Trump. They go golfing sometimes. And this is a guy that, remember, famously, Trump read out Lindsey Graham's personal cell phone number at a rally just to mess with him. And so, you know, but once the president of your own party is in charge at the White House, it's very hard for Republicans to stand up to him. And you see, you know, there's always that question of when is the line going to be crossed, but for a lot of Republicans, it doesn't even matter what Trump does. They will still kind of be very meek in how they deal with him.
Lindsey Graham did say he really hoped this would not happen before the midterms, because it would throw things into chaos. But what would the fallout be if it happened even after the midterms? What kind of response would there be? I think we can guess what Democrats would say, but within the Republican Party, would there be a problem?
Among some people, yes, but among many other Republicans who are loyal supporters of Trump, it doesn't matter what Trump does. They will still support him. But it would create a huge firestorm in the media if there's still an active investigation, because and it might be hard to have a new nominee for the Justice Department, because who's going to take that job, you know, when they know that for certain they're going to just get bombarded with requests by Trump to interfere in the investigation. And so then the if he did fire Sessions and didn't have a replacement immediately confirmed, then you have Rod Rosenstein, who actually now has a good relationship with Trump, because you know, they get along on enforcing immigration laws very strictly. But you know, Rod is in charge of the investigation, has done a good job overseeing it, and so Rod could be in there for a while, and Trump might not get what he wants. And he doesn't. He's tweeted bad things against Rosenstein in the past, and so kind of a lose-lose. In many senses, we just don't know how it would ultimately play out.
We are talking with Daniel Lipman right now. He's a reporter for Politico and the co-author of the Politico Playbook. We are talking about the rocky relationship between President Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And as we said, President Trump did talk on Fox and Friends this weekend and criticized Sessions. Let's hear a little of what he had to say.
Jeff Sessions recused himself, which he shouldn't have done, or he should have told me. Even my enemies say that Jeff Sessions should have told you that he was going to recuse himself, and then you wouldn't have put him in. He took the job, and then he said, I'm going to recuse myself. I said, what kind of a man is this? And by the way, he was on the campaign. You know, the only reason I gave him the job, because I felt loyalty. He was an original supporter. Mm-hmm. He was on the campaign. He knows there was no collusion.
So the president says that he hired Jeff Sessions because he saw him as loyal, not necessarily, you know, based on any other qualifications. Is this a usual way to choose an attorney general, first of all?
No, that's a simple answer. Of course you want cabinet members who are loyal, but the Justice Department is something different. It's not like the Small Business Administration where, you know, you don't have constitutional questions every day. And the rule of law is very important in this country, and Trump seems to have never learned that lesson, or he is, you know, willing to basically subvert American history and precedent, and, you know, he doesn't understand the checks and balances, and also you want to have judicial independence. No, like, we don't want to live in a banana republic, and so, you know, it's hard for him to put the rule of law above his own political interests. And you know, it's very concerning, no matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, because what if there is a really leftist person who becomes president and then there's an investigation? You don't want the norm to be, hey, I can interfere in it. Even Republicans, that's how one would make an argument to them about the importance of the rule of law.
And President Trump today on Twitter criticized Sessions for not prosecuting groups like the Democratic Party for what he alleges was illegal surveillance of his campaign, and said that the American people were still waiting for Jeff Sessions to take over the Department of Justice. What impact does that back and forth bickering have on trust in the institution?
I think it's really been hurt. And you look at polls, and a lot of Trump supporters, they don't believe in the FBI or DOJ anymore. They are very suspicious. What I thought was the most interesting thing that happened this week is that Sessions fought back, and you know, after a bunch of tweets in that interview, that Trump gave to Fox News, he said, "I'm not going to let political concerns interfere in our department," and he did say, "I took control of the Department of Justice on day one," and so he's in open defiance. And then later that day, he went over to the White House and they had a meeting about an unrelated topic. And so I think it was criminal justice reform. So yeah, pretty interesting day at the office in the Trump administration when you have this split screen of them battling it out over press releases and tweets and cable news interviews. And then they still have to work together on some important issues.
Well, Daniel, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Daniel Lipman is a reporter for Politico and the co-author of the Politico Playbook. He joined us today to talk about the possibility of President Trump firing Attorney General Jeff Sessions after the November midterm elections and how their rocky relationship has developed to this point.